From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday ordered a daily humanitarian pause in Moscow's airstrikes on Syrian rebels, a five-hour window to let civilians escape from clashes around Damascus. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said starting Tuesday, the Russian stand-down would run from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time, quote, with the goal of avoiding civilian casualties. Putin's order comes 2 days after the shaky start of a 30-day ceasefire across Syria, unanimously demanded by the UN Security Council. But fighting has continued in eastern Ghouta, with at least 10 people killed Monday, according to activists. The Supreme Court in the United States on Monday rejected the Trump administration's highly unusual bid to bypass a federal appeals court and get the justices to intervene in the fate of a program that protects hundreds of thousands of young immigrants from deportation. The announcement means the case affecting Dreamers will have to work its way through the lower courts before any Supreme Court ruling is possible. The Supreme Court's decision for now will stay out of the case on the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA. Trump said that the case would now be heard by an appeals court and, quote, we'll see what happens from there. For more on this and other stories, go to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has announced a cabinet shuffle that replaces the finance minister and puts a former finance minister in charge of the country's troubled state-owned companies. Ramaphosa was sworn in this month after President Jacob Zuma resigned in the face of multiple corruption allegations. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warns nuclear weapons pose catastrophic risks to human life and the environment and must be eliminated. In a speech to delegates attending the 65-member conference on disarmament, the UN chief unveiled a new initiative to reduce this global threat. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN chief acknowledges that people around the world are justifiably anxious about the possibility of nuclear war. But Antonio Guterres notes millions of people in East Asia live with the daily reality of nuclear war as an imminent threat. Guterres welcomes what he calls the courageous initiatives taken by South Korea during the Olympic Games to defuse tensions with North Korea. But he says this is not enough.
We need lasting improvements based on the central objective of the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and sustainable peace in the region. I also welcome the completion of reductions by the United States and the Russian Federation under the New START Treaty.
Guterres warns the world is far from eliminating weapons of mass destruction. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. President Donald Trump vowed Monday to turn our grief into action to make schools safer in the aftermath of a mass shooter's rampage at a Florida high school that killed 17 people. The U.S. leader told the nation's governors at a White House meeting he would sign an order banning the sale of so-called bump stocks, which boost the firepower of some weapons. And he called for increasing the age requirement from 18 to 21 for buying assault weapons like the one used in Florida. Trump also suggested the possibility of arming teachers, a view that both sides of the political aisle are not in favor of. Republican Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval.
You know, we want the educators to be educating and not to be worried just about whether or not they're possessing a firearm.
The 50 individual states in the U.S. have varying gun laws and could take different approaches in deciding what to do on gun control. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.